This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're trying to get a hold of Daniel just to make sure everything is okay. I mean, he was on a landline, and that, now I can't even get through to him. So we'll email him, and I'll let you know if we get through to him during a break, just to, I mean, that's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you, if you think this is drama, if you think this is, I don't know what you think or don't think. You know, you're pretty smart. You're real smart. This audience is super smart. A lot of you are smarter than I am, way smarter, and know what we're dealing with. So we'll keep up on Daniel. We'll get abreast to that during another break or something. But our next guest has been on a long time, been a fan favorite of the Power Hour. He was on with Joyce many years. Dave Stetzer, he is an Air Force veteran. He's an electrician by trade, by education, what have you. And I have his product in my house. It is fantastic. It is very glad that he invented it. I'm very glad, and so are so many of you. Welcome back to the Power Hour, Dave Stetzer.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, has been a while. Too long. Tell us a little bit about your background and this Stetzer meter, and then we'll get into exactly what it does in homes.
Well, I was an electronics technician in the military, and I started my own business when I got out, and it was a successful business. And in 1998, I went out and did some, 97, 98, somewhere in there, I did some research with some cows. And these farmers would say, this stuff doesn't, this current, in the barn, the stray voltage, they call it, doesn't just affect cows, it affects people. My wife will go into the barn and she'll get her palpitations, pass out, and they take her by ambulance to the hospital, and they get her, and she's fine. But he started listing some of these symptoms, and it's like, we've heard those symptoms before. And my best friend in the world was a guy named Martin Graham, and he was a professor emeritus from UC Berkeley. He had over 40 patents to his name, so we both talked on a daily basis, usually, and really super guy. And so we started wondering, we've heard those symptoms before, but it's exposure to higher frequencies. But this is back in 97, 98, so there was no radar bases, or there was no cell phone towers. There was Wi-Fi was non-existent, so it's like, where are they getting exposed to these high frequencies from? And so what we found, it's on the building's wires, and it comes from electronic equipment. And so I went to Russia many times, and we got information, printed information. And so what happened is we thought, if this is causing all these health problems, we'll make some filters and see, take these high frequencies off the building's wires, which we did. And we just tried it, and it worked. And so we were giving them away until it got to the point where we didn't advertise or anything. We weren't going to be in the filter business. We didn't want to have a product to sell because I thought it took away from our credibility as experts, but end result was so many people wanted a demand, so we couldn't, we no longer could afford to give them away. We had to make them and actually market them that way. Mm. So that's kind of the short of it all. And then, of course, some researchers like Professor Meg DeHavis and Dr. Sam Milham and some people like that thought, well, this can't be. So they did some research and blind and double blind studies, and the results were statistically significant. So that kind of fast-forwarded us up to today.
Well, let's talk about what goes on in most people's homes. You're talking about a farm and cows. It was affecting the milk production, other people's different symptoms. There's many people listening, especially Wi-Fi now. I guess that's a different thing, but probably similar. So it's stray electronic frequencies. In the average home, what is going on that people should be concerned about that these filters solve for?
Well, what happens is in the old days when you went over to your grandpa's house, electronic equipment runs on DC current. So we have to change the AC to DC. But in the old days, when you went over to your grandpa's house, they used vacuum tubes. So there never really was switching or anything. All that filament in that vacuum tube was just the AC current went through it, and it kind of like boiled some electrons on a tungsten plate. So what happens is now we use diodes. So about in the 70s, 80s, we started going away from that, and we went with diodes, and it's a switch mode power supply. So electronic equipment, it chops up the AC sine wave and puts all kinds of high frequencies on the building's wires. For example, you have a Dell computer, the tower, will put 16.6 kilohertz back on every wire in the house. The MacBook Pros, they'll put like 12.5 kilohertz back on every wire. You know, most laptops now will put 50 kilohertz. And now one of the most dangerous things that's come out recently, and the problem is twofold, is smart meters. Smart meters transmit with a DC circuit. They have to have it in order to transmit. So they take and they switch at 50 kilohertz. Now, the most biologically active frequencies, according to the Russian government, the World Health Organization, et cetera, is between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. So smart meters come out. So there's absolutely nobody here that isn't exposed or any of the, you know, the audience that doesn't get exposed to these frequencies. So we made a filter that takes it out. It'll take it off the wires.
I'm just amazed. I mean, do you sit back? Obviously, you went through it. Sometimes when you do things, you don't realize how amazing it is what you've done. But do you sit back and think, oh, my gosh, this is revolutionary here. This is amazing.
Well, not really. I mean, quite frankly, we shouldn't actually have a product to sell. What the manufacturers of this equipment, like, for example, the computer that puts 16.6 kilohertz back on the line, they know they put 16.6 kilohertz back on every wire in the house. They could make a tuned filter and put on that, and it would cost like $5 or something, okay? Or if it's 12.5. You know, compact fluorescent lights, for example, they put between 50 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz back on every wire.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, the ones that look like a snake? So
yeah,
they are very dangerous frequencies. They're the most biologically active frequencies. So they could make a tuned filter and put it in the base of that light bulb, and that would be the end of the story. But they don't. So as a result, you know, we came along with this. So it isn't like, oh, we're saving the world. But it's certainly, you know, we get calls every day from people that say, oh, gee, you know, you saved my life, or, you know, you're really, you know, and it's a good feeling that way. I won't be lying if I told you it wasn't, but it's that more people should know about it. Like diabetes, for example, there's 22 million diabetics in the United States alone diagnosed. Well, the research shows that this dirty power affects your blood sugar.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a number that's plotted against the number.
So we're talking not just, you know, I know a lot of people have I call them electricity headaches. You know, they're around a lot of EMF, and so they'll get headaches, they'll feel a little weird. But you're saying actual diseases are being affected. The research is showing that.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Professor Meg DeHavis did a study with diabetics, and one thing nice about diabetics, if there's anything nice about it, it's a number. And what happens is we have this meter that we developed because we use an oscilloscope, and we were in Russia. The Russian health department said, look, can you go ahead and make us a meter because these oscilloscopes cost like $5,000, and we want a meter that measures the energy that's on that high-frequency energy that's on the building's wires. So we built one, and they're like $100 or something like that. And so that way anybody can use it, and it's real simple, and you get a digital, you know, number printed out. So Havis did research, and if the number's below 35, your blood sugar, if you're diabetic, will change within 20 minutes to an hour. And that's pretty fast.
I had forgotten that. You know, I know you said that last time you were on. I see, I forget all these things, and I just don't realize how amazing these things are. You sent me some a while ago when Joyce was still alive. I put them in the house. I went to the meter. I guess we're talking about how you do it now. I plugged in certain wall sockets, and the readings were, you know, very high, extremely high. I put the filter in, and I couldn't believe it. It went down instantly. I couldn't believe it. And the feeling in a room. See, I'm sensitive. I'm chemically sensitive. I'm energetically sensitive. Not as much as others, but I can feel something. I could sleep better in the rooms, all these things. I couldn't believe it. Now, I don't have, you know, diabetes or things like that. I can't go that far with it. But I've noticed the difference in our home.
But it's not psychosomatic. The meter doesn't know that. I mean, you can feel better and things, but like Professor Milham did some research with neurotransmitters in people's urine, and he checked at the Olympia Washington Library. They checked 12 people for 12 weeks. They took urine samples, and they checked the neurotransmitters in the urine. Now, what the neurotransmitter is, it's like the electrical grid for your immune system. So if you get, if you're rubbing, walking in and you're starting to rub something, a new pair of shoes, you know, you're going to get a blister there because it says, hey, there's something rubbing here. The signals go back and forth to your brain. Or if you get a cancer cell on your ovary, for example, you know, something, the signal goes up. Well, those signals are transmitted between your brain and, whatever's happening to you on what they call neurotransmitters. So you don't want to have any in your urine. And so what happened is there was nobody that had less than 300 neurotransmitters in their urine. So then we put filters in, and I use we lightly because I was just there to supervise. I didn't have anything to do with the study otherwise. So we just put the filters in, and within 8 hours, because they work 8-hour shifts, so we don't know when they collected their urine, for the next 12 weeks, nobody had more than 3 neurotransmitters in their urine.
Oh, my gosh.
So your immune system goes back to work. But the nice part about this is the number on the meter that we have, there's a number. It's a digital number. But that number will correlate to another number. You know, if you have a headache and you say, well, gee, I put the filters in and, you know, my headache went away. Only you know you had the headache. But you, like I always tell people, maybe the Dalai Lama can change his neurotransmitters or his blood sugar psychosomatically. But, you know, I can't.
Wow. I'm fascinated by this product. I think it's very important. Just how bad are those smart meters?
Very bad. There's two problems with it. One is that it puts 50 kilohertz back on every wire in the neighborhood. So even if you have an opt-out program, right, and you get the opt-out, if your neighbor has one, you are getting his 50 kilohertz in your bedroom. And you put it on every wire in your house. The filters will solve that, okay? But the other part is it's transmitting, and it's transmitting through space. And like the ones that we have no opt-out program here in Xcel Energy in Wisconsin, and they transmit every 20 seconds. And it's over 2,000 microwatts meter squared. And the Russians say you can't have more than 10. And we're at 2,000.
Oh, my gosh. So, there's the music. We're coming on a break, Dave. On the other side, let's talk about the Russians, because I know the Russians are way ahead in a lot of things this way, at least that they show the public. So let's talk about your experiences in Russia there. Now, these sets of filters, ladies and gentlemen, they're available at the Power Mall, and you can transform your house with these. No joke. No joke. Stay tuned. The Power Mall, thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliverti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wow, great to be here with Dave. All these filters, like I said, the Power Mall number 877-817-9829. Please buy from the good guys and consider buying from us and helping out your house, your health, and doing something about these smart meters. Just to let you know, during the break, I did get a hold of Daniel. He said from his end, when we were talking about the solutions there, everything went dead. So he is okay, but everything went dead, and he'll be on next time, and you know, maybe we'll invite the agencies that are listening. We'll welcome them and invite them to make a donation. Something, I don't know. Whatever. But Daniel's okay. Just want to let you know, Lisa. This is for real. This is for real. Providing solutions and people, good guys like Dave, that think about the ramifications of what he's discussing about your health. You know, we talk about vaccines or we talk about this. Think about every day. The electricity coming right into your house, you're bathing in it, you're sleeping in it, you're living in it, your children, you, everything. And be able to neutralize this to some degree and do something. It's fantastic, these Stetzer filters. A fantastic difference. I can't even tell. You can only experience it. I really can't describe it to you. You have to experience it. And pretty much everybody needs to look at the electricity. Would you agree with that, Dave? Pretty much everybody needs to look at their grid on their house. Pretty much everybody in America.
Oh, everybody. Yeah, there's nobody that's immune to it. You're absolutely correct. You know, I mean, if you, there's absolutely nobody that's immune to it at all.
Mm. Let me ask you, you went to Russia, and Russia seems to be much more forward-thinking, at least publicly. You know, I'm sure America does a lot of things that they don't tell us about, but Russia seems to be a lot more helpful to their people, at least publicly. Maybe it's just perception, I don't know. But tell us about how you got to Russia, your experience there, what the scientists were like, and their thoughts on all this.
Well, it started out when there was two schools of thought there. We had to get printed information because what we had here was all classified information and we couldn't talk about it. So we had to get printed information. And so I went to Russia. There were two schools of thought. One was in Crimea, and the other one was in Moscow. Kiev was the one in Crimea. And so I went there first, and you know, it's kind of a corrupt system there, because where, you know, everybody wants to make a buck off you or something. So, but we went there for information. But finally they started, when I showed them what was on their building's wires, then their attitude changed, because they actually made weapons with these frequencies, okay? And they pulsed the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. I'm not a conspiracy freak guy, but you can look it up. It's called Project Pandora. And so anyway, then they thought, oh my God, these are very dangerous frequencies. So then I got moved up.
So hold on, Dave. Let me pause right there. See, let me make sure I got this straight. I don't want to gloss over that. You're saying that the government, they're over Russia, I'm sure all governments, but they had used frequencies for a nefarious purpose as a weapon. And so they totally knew about these frequencies, and they knew the effect they could have on the human body. Yes?
Yeah. And they know the range.
And so,
but they did.
And so, yeah, since
their electronic equipment was creating the same frequencies, okay? And it's on the building's wires.
So like, whoa.
And they did it. They used it as a weapon. But now all of a sudden it's, hey, we're being exposed to the same stuff we exposed other people to give them leukemia and, you know, things like that, right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's right on their wires. And so then it's like, now I had their attention, like 100%, okay? And they become very, very friendly. And then I met with the heads of the radiation, non-ionizing and ionizing radiation, Dr. Yuri Grigoryev, Dr. Nikitina Valentina, professors, all professors of medicine. I mean, so I got really up the food chain, and I met with the Minister of Health in Kazakhstan.
Wow.
Yeah, so then they're the ones that kind of helped us, you know, and I said, okay, well, we can fix this. And they're the ones that kind of prodded us on the meter, because they said, look, we need a meter that, you know, but we can't afford to use an oscilloscope to, you know, to buy one for all our health departments and have them go out and take readings. See, in Russia, it's a little different story. If you go to the doctor and you say, look, I'm having headaches and I'm having nausea and I'm having, you know, and you give these symptoms of radio wave sickness, you know, heart palpitations, breakdown of the metals in your body, all these things, they say, well, you know, you could be exposed to, you know, they actually teach their doctors this, okay? So you could be suffering from radio wave sickness. So what they do is they go ahead and they'll have somebody from their health department, they call it sanitary stations, but their health department will go out and measure your environment, where you're working and where you live.
Really?
Yeah, just make sure. It's sort of like, I use an analogy. If you go to the doctor and you got white spots on your tonsils, and you got a fever, and you feel like crap, and it's, you know, it's just really bad, and you go there, chances are you got strep throat. So the doctor gives, but to be sure, he can diagnose you as strep throat, but to be sure, he can give you a throat culture, right? And then we know for sure. Well, this is just like, if you got radio wave sickness, going out there, it's like getting the throat culture. They send somebody from the health department out to take the...
There's the break. We'll get to more of this on the other side with Dave Stetzer. So good to have him. Stay tuned, Dave. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As everyone awaits Robert Mueller's report to be released, President Trump before leaving for Mar-a-Lago Resort.
It's just a continuation of the same witch hunt. They know it. and behind closed doors, they laugh at it. It's just a continuation of the same nonsense.
The president says he's unsure when the complete report will be finished, but calls it a complete waste of time. Several of the Democratic presidential candidates are skipping AIPAC, the pro-Israel conference, after a progressive group called on them to boycott the event. Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's AIPAC conference in what progressive groups see as a shifting sign of the political tide. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all suffered their worst trading day since January 3rd of this year. The Dow lost 460 points to close at 25,502. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fascinated about Russia, the difference in how they do things, and they seem much more open-minded. We'll get to back to Dave in 1 second. I'd like to remind you of the specials over at the Power Mall. That's how we're funded, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com, of course, 877-817-9829. We have the REM sleep. You know, talking about sleep, once you get the electricity taken care of or under control in your house, now you can sleep better. And so now the REM sleep will help you get into that deep state, help you to really change your life, can change your life, your health, your everything. It's fantastic. The Vitamir toothpaste, we got a special on the children's. We have also from Vitamir no sodium lauryl sulfate shampoo, conditioners, and soaps, and goat milk soaps. Very good. Check those out. Mother Earth Minerals, of course. Ionic, Elemental. Dr. Linus Pauling has helped Truot to do this, to absorb right into the system. You can get those at the Power Mall. Also, Living Streams, the probiotics, folks. If you're concerned about your health and you don't look at your gut, then you're missing out. That's where you got to start, and everything comes from there. Pretty much any health expert will tell you that. The Living Streams probiotics are just about the best we can find. The Carbon 60, of course, we've sold a lot of those things. The Cardio Miracle. And the Strauss Heart Drops, as always, and the Stetzer meters. These Stetzer meters that we have, you have a meter. It's simple to use. You have a meter. You just put it in your plug, and it'll tell you what the reading is. You don't have to guess. It's not like Dave said. It's not psychosomatic. It gives you a number, and you think, oh wow, it's really high here. Put the filter in, read it again, and it'll tell you what it went down to. And what there, and you just go around your house and put these filters. Dave, how many filters does it take to do, a 2,000 square foot house usually?
It doesn't really go by square foot. It goes by, how much electronics you have. The average home have like two TVs and one computer, and so in North America, so the average home usually takes about 20 filters. Now, if you're living out in the country or something where you don't have a lot of neighbors or something that's, sending stuff over, you have your own transformer, you probably can get by with a few less. You don't really know until you actually start. And then you want that number, you're going to get the number so low, and it won't come down anymore. If you made the human body into an electrical model, it would look like three resistors and two capacitors. A capacitor is a short to high frequency. So when you're above 2 kilohertz, all that energy dissipates internal to the human body. So when you plug that meter into the wall, not always, but usually, anything above 50 is above 2 kilohertz. So you really want to get the number below 50.
I don't remember what it was, but I got down to my bedroom. It was like 15 or 18 on the scale. I thought, wow, because it was super high before. Mm-hmm. That was a big difference.
Yeah, right. And those are really good numbers. But again, you should have noticed the difference. I don't like
absolutely
to lead people, but usually people say, well, gee, the air feels much fresher. Well, you didn't do anything to the air. What happened is, according to the Russian scientists and doctors that I talked to, the body becomes allergic to these magnetic fields. And so what happens if somebody brings a cat into the room and we're all allergic to cats, our body will start to produce histamine. So as a result, you might start wheezing, break out in the rash, somebody else, water your eyes or something. So then what you do is if you take an antihistamine, then it helps, right? But me, I'm one step farther. I'm like, get the cat, get rid of the cat, and then we don't have to take anything. So your body becomes like allergic to these fields, see? And so then the air didn't change. It's just that your body stopped producing histamine.
Oh, that's a great point. Joyce used to have about 10, 12 cats, right? You know that, right?
But, we put these in a school. There was three buildings in a school district, and they were suffering from sick building syndrome. And the teachers' union had a lawsuit filed against the school board for not providing safe working conditions. And so they did the mold remediation. They did all these things, right? And so none of it worked. So finally they come along and say, well, let's check this out. So we put filters in, okay, because at very high levels, because, school's got a lot of computers, energy-efficient lighting, things like that. So they dropped the lawsuit. Immediately people got better. But then one mom was terribly upset because she said, hey, she called the school nurse and she said, why hasn't little Johnny come home with his inhaler for his asthma? And the nurse said, well, he hasn't been in to get a puff off of it. So then she started looking back, and she said, you know what? There's 37 kids in these three different buildings and that have asthma, and none of them have come in to get their inhaler. And
oh, my word.
We did one building one day and then two buildings in another day. Well, the very day we got done with the one, that's when they stopped, and it was one day later, and all the other kids stopped in the other one.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it's written up, and it's published in a newspaper article or something, but the Havas, like Havas and Milam and all this stuff, there's nobody that had research done on. First of all, there's some people that know that are trying to make money, and they're trying off of somebody else's hard work, and they make these knockoff filters, and that's what they are, is knockoffs. And none of them have had a even a basic electricity class. And so now they're supposedly experts, but nobody has done any research on any filters except for ours. And ours is published, the research is published in peer-reviewed medical journals with statistically significant results.
Mm. Let me go back to something you said in Russia, that somebody went to the doctor and the doctor said, you may have electrical sensitivity. Let me go check out your house. That's you can't even imagine that even begin to happen in America. I mean, that's like so far removed. What is the difference between Russia, quote unquote, healthcare and America?
Well, I don't know about the healthcare, but, actually they care about their people because the government's taking care of them, so they don't want them sick because it cuts into their budget, for one thing. But the one thing is that there isn't, like, soft money going on. There's no political thing, okay, in Russia where, somebody pays for the junk research or something like that. And you're not stepping on big toes. Because, like, here, if you said, okay, look, we think you've got radio wave sickness, we'll send somebody out to check, your environment, and here's a big cell tower put up by Verizon or somebody, next door, nobody's going to take on Verizon.
That's a good point. Well, now you're kind of leading me into the question. I want you to finish. You go ahead and finish, but I got another follow-up to that.
Oh, that's fine. That's what I think. There's not money to be made by somebody so much. It's money that costs the government money.
So in America, there's so much made up out of thin air money floating around, and that the corporations are looking to gather in, like Big Pharma or whatever, that there's such a financial interest not to bring up these things that they just don't get brought up. Would that be fairly accurate?
Yeah, I think that's. But, again, I'm not an expert on it, but that's my opinion. I mean, when I was there, the people were genuinely concerned about it. Professor Nicotina Valentina, a wonderful lady, they call her the grandmother of electromagnetic radiation. She heads a big division up in St. Petersburg, Russia, for all of Russia, it used to be for all the Soviet Union, like Kazakhstan and Romania and all the people. But she makes sure they set standards that, like if you have a factory and things like that, I mean, she's the industrial part. So, in other words, if you're sick and it's coming from your workplace, she doesn't come in and fine you or something. They go in there and say, oh, look, these are exceeding these limits. What can we do to shield it or do something to fix it?
So they have a much more vested interest to solve problems instead of solve in America, solving problems steps on toes and steps on money flow.
This is my opinion. That's what I noticed. I mean, they actually want to get, they go to the industry and say, look, we're not going to fine you or sue you or, we already have the regulations in place, so let's help you comply with it.
I'm not asking you to make a political statement here, Dave. I'm saying in general. You mentioned 5G, cell towers, and what's coming now. Have you done any research on this? What's your
feelings
and sense of that?
Not so much on the 5G, but, the other stuff, 4G, all it's bad. I mean, according to the literature that I read, I see nothing where it's good for you.
Do you think this is going to backfire? Because I can see a thing. They put in this 5G, and too many people are going to. There's going to be a backlash about this.
I would imagine, but we still have smart meters, and there's like a backlash against that. But
not
it doesn't
true.
Really matter. And who do you go to for help? The legislators won't help you. Your congresspeople don't help you, and they say, "Look, if you don't do it, we're going to cut your power off."
Well, once people know the source, with smart meters, it becomes, you're just one of them conspiracy theorists. How electricity doesn't affect your health. But once it becomes undeniable that, hey, these 5G towers are doing X, Y, Z, once people clearly know that, maybe it'll, I don't know. I'm always aghast. Why don't people do all kind of things that they don't do? I don't know. Stay tuned. One more segment with Dave. Can you stick around one more segment, Dave?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Very good. Dave Stetzer, the Power Mall. You can get these over the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. I would suggest considering it. I sure would. PowerMall.com, 877-817-9829.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, last segment, last interview of the week. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you got something planned. Please hold your family close. If you don't have family, maybe reach out to some, you know, if you don't have family close to you, then reach out wherever that and connect, because it's that connection to each other, to the universe, to the energy, to whatever. This is what gives us strength and unity, that unity, not diversity. I mean, obviously we have diversity of thought, but unity and purpose, unity and family, unity in country, in our patriotism, in our inheritance here, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the whole thing. This is more important than I ever would have believed when I was a young child, my grandfather talking to me and telling me these things, and my grandmother. the influence that they had has been profound, and I'm here in large part because of them, because of my other family. My uncle certainly has helped. What influence are you? You do not know the influence you could be. You do not know what it means to put a copy of the Declaration of Independence on your refrigerator. You will have no idea. But all those who see it and it gets in their mind and you say something about it, you do not know. Please consider doing it and be that light. That's what you're called here. And our guest, one more segment with Dave Stetzer. Really amazing what he's accomplished. Him and Graham, the Graham Stetzer meter is what it's called. And what they did together were able to quantifiably measure what was going on, what people only in their minds, what people were told, hey, you're crazy. Hey, you don't know what you're talking about. No. This man with Graham, they figured it out, what was going on, and they found a solution to it. And everybody, as he said, everybody, especially in America with the electronics that we have, everybody needs to consider this. And it sounds like a big thing, Dave, what you've done. Where should people start?
Well, you have the Power Hour there, that you have your store. I think they should buy a meter. It's inexpensive. And check out your environment and become a little scientist. Get a meter and get a filter just for testing, okay? I mean, you're going to need more than one filter to do anything. But you plug the meter in, and you're going to get a number. Plug the filter into the outlet, and you watch it drop. Then do some experimenting. Just plug it into, like, the kitchen cupboard. You get a number. Go over to your fluorescent lights, for example. Turn them on. See what happens to the number. Turn them off. And remember, you're plugging in at the kitchen outlet, and you're turning the lights on. It's a whole different circuit, but it's still affected. Everything is, it gets on every wire. Go vary a light dimmer switch. Watch it go up. Watch it go down. Call the neighbors. Say, hey, vary your light dimmer switch, and watch your meter in your house.
Oh,
their
my
meter,
gosh.
Their dimmer switch affects you.
Wow.
And you'll
I
be
didn't
able
even
to tell them exactly where it is.
So if you live away, say you live, away from the neighbors, you don't have the same effect because it's so far away. Obviously, we still use the same electrical wires, but because
but
it's far away.
But if you use the same transformer, like in cities, like in towns or cities, usually you'll have up to 8-10 houses on one transformer.
Okay, I see. That makes sense.
So if you go in and say, hey, can you vary your dimmer switch for me? And you watch your meter, and you'll see the meter, the numbers change. The meter is binary. It's digital. It doesn't have opinions. So, it's nice. It's a real thing, right? You can trust the meter. But I would start there. You guys sell them, and you have market them, and you do a good job, and you're not ripping people off or anything like that. They have good prices. Then you have a very good audience. I've been on here many times, I guess, way back to when Joyce was there. And, I really enjoy being on your show because usually, sometimes they have, questions, and they're really smart, good questions. I like your audience.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we like you. I know they like you. Our audience really likes you. When I did this, what happens is, like, say I'm in a room, and I start to measure, and I put a filter there, and the number goes down. Then I notice if I put a filter maybe in another plug, if it's a big room, another part. So if now the two filters working together, the number goes down even lower, way more than if I just had one filter. Talk about that.
That's right. Every time you plug one filter in somewhere, the numbers go down everywhere. And you don't need one in every outlet in the house. So, if you got 60 outlets in the house, you don't need 60 filters. But you need to check every outlet. And what you do is you plug the meter in, you get a number, you plug the filter in, you want to see a significant drop. And I define significant as 20%. So if it goes down 20%, you leave the filter there. Then you go to the next outlet and you check that. And if it goes down, 20%, you leave it there.
Well, I noticed that just what you said. It was crazy. Some outlets, it would go down dramatically when I put a filter in, and some it would affect marginally. But then I move the filter and plug it in, the plug just the other side of it, right, really next to it, and boom, it like caved down. It was crazy.
You're closer to the source now. But even if if it went down to 20%. And let's just say, it's reading 300 and it comes down to 100. Well, 100 is still too high, but don't put another filter there. Keep working your way around the house. When you come back, that number that was at 100 will be down to like 30 or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, it was fact. Yeah. This is, for people who like science or just like, even if you don't, this is fun. I had a great time with it. I got my children. Here, look at this. Look at the, you know, put this in, blah, blah, blah. It was a fun little thing. My wife's like, wow, that's, you know, even my wife got interested in it. And, you know,
and if you don't understand, you know, if you get it and you try it, and then you have a question or something, call here. Just call us, and there's people here that will walk you through it, help you. We're not going to send you a bill for it. And you're going to get a real person. We don't have the machines, you know, to answer the phone, not because we can't afford it or something, but I'm from an old school, and I don't like talking to machines, so why would anybody else? So when a real person's going to pick up the phone, you're going to get a real person that can help you.
Well, you're a real rebel, having answering your own phones like that there, Dave.
I got people that answer them, but they're going to get, if you want me, they'll get you to me.
Oh, that's very cool. We got just about a minute or so left. I really think that, I don't think, I know that you really accomplished something here, and just my hat's off to you. That's what I'm saying. Our audiences love you, and I hope people consider this, especially it seems like electronics are getting more a part of our lives, not less. It's more important now than ever. So about a minute, last thought is yours.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and the problem is not going to get it. The filters are an engineering solution to an engineering problem. Graham was a fellow member in the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. I'm a senior member in the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. And the Stetzer filters are they're the original. We discovered it. We found the dirty power. We're the ones who wrote papers on it. We're the ones that, you know, people did research on our filters. So it's the real thing. And if you call us, you can get answers to your questions.
Very cool. Well, and it's just a little thing that you plug into the plug. It's simple, it's fun, and it really does change your environment. And it's like one of those things, sometimes you don't know how much it's affecting you until you pull it away from you. So it's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen. If you, like he said, get the meter, plug it in, see how high. If you have got high numbers, you're not going to even realize how much it was affecting you until you get that number back. I really believe that. Check it out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. We want you healthy. We want you happy. We want you successful. And we want you free, just like God made you. Have a fantastic weekend. God bless. Dave, thank you so much, my friend.
Yep, thanks for having me.
John, take care.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.